жаєнте в чощобі, рое в куемос, жепширіме в перумі, епі авшопенгін жеп єпесраїль, епмотіруе нехамотеном, нам оветранеме обеніби, нема отатаем, епмаут немо майя, уат. О, інте тріасе това пенноті, шайненем шайнен теніене тіру, амін.
بسم الآب والابن والروح القدس الآل واحد أمين. نبوة الساعة الأولى من ليلة الأربعاء من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين. من حزقيال النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين.
A reading from Ezekiel the prophet. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Again the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, behold, the house of Israel is mixed before me. They are all together mixed. The house is mixed together in the midst of the silver, with bronze, iron, tin, and lead. Therefore thus says the Lord, because all of you are one mixture, therefore I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. As men gather silver, bronze, iron, tin, and lead into the midst of a furnace, to blow fire on it, to cast it like metal into the mold. Thus I shall gather you in my wrath, and bring you together, and cast you. I shall blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and cast you in her midst. As silver is cast into a mold, in the midst of a furnace, so shall you be cast in her midst. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my heart, my anger upon you. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever unto the ages of all.
Shoy senenan leria khinvran mevyot mebshirin bebnevmat hoevonot sinot amizok sevetri ke okagem nevmati kenin kain kestosiosonami in the doxology of the first hour, eve of Wednesday, of Holy Basilius, blessings be with us all, amen. Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us an evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, the dying, the King, the Father, the glory forever, amen. Kriya lai son sok tati gom nimbi o nimbizmo nimbi amai shayni amin emmanuel bin noti bin oro sok tati gom o nimbizmo nimbi amai shayni amin basho isisos bichristos basho tirin agaso sok tati gom nimbi o nimbizmo nimbi amai Shaini Amin.
Kriya lai son sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai. Shaini Amin. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amai. Shaini Amin. Basho isi sos be Christos basho tirin agasos sok tati gom nimbi o Nimbis monim bi amahi shayni amin.
Kriya lai son sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis monim bi amahi shayni amin. Emmanu ir bin noti bin oro sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis monim bi amahi shayni amin. Basho aisi sos be Christos basho tirin agasos sok tati gom nimbi o Nimbiz monim bi amai shayni amin.
Kriya lai son sok tati gom nimbi o nimbiz monim bi amai shayni amin. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok tati gom nimbi o nimbiz monim bi amai shayni amin. Basho isi sos be Christos basho tirin agasos sok tati gom Nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amahi shayini amin.
Kriya lai son sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amahi shayini amin. Emmanuel ben noti ben oro sok tati gom nimbi o nimbis mo nimbi amahi shayini. Basho isi sos be Christos
Besutiran agathos tokte tigom nembio nembesmon embia maisha enemi.
Kyrie eleison sokte tigom nembio nembesmon embia maisha enemi. Nemenu ilbenoti benoro sokte tigom nembio nembesmon embia maisha. Shainiyem in Beshois Yisus Behristos Besotir Nagasos Soktetigom Nimbio Nimbismo Nimbia Mahi Shainiyem
Kriye Leison Toktetigom Nimbio Nimbismo Nimbia Mahi Shainiyem Nimenu Ilbenoti Benoro Tok tetigom nembio nembesmon nembia maisha enemin beshoisitos be Christos besutir nagatos tok tetigom nembio nembesmon nembia maisha enemin
kirie leison tok tetigom nembio nembesmon nembia maisha enemin emmanuel benoti benoro tok tetigom nembio nembesmon nembia maisha Shainiyem in Beshois Yisus Behristos Besotir Nagasos Soktetigom Nembio Nembismo Nembia Mahi Shainiyem
Kriye Leison Toktetigom Nembio Nembismo Nembia Mahi Shainiyem Nemenu Ilbenoti Benoro Toktetigom Nembio Nembismo Nembia Mahi Shainiyem Amin Beshois Yisus Bechristos Besutir Nagathos Toktetigom Nembio Nembesmo Nembia Mahi Shaene Amin
Kyrie Eleison Toktetigom Nembio Nembesmo Nembia Mahi Shaene Amin Emmanuel Benoti Benoro Soktetigom Nembio Nembismo Nembiamahi Shaine Amin Besh Isos Bechristos Besotir Soktetigom Nembi Nembismo Nembi Amahi Shaine Amin
Thine is the power, the glory The blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. Forever, Amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty. Forever, Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين عمانوئيل إلينا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة.
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever.
Psalms to the
Καταξιωθήνη μες της ακρός του Αγίου Ευαγγέλιου, Κύριον και των Θεών ημών. Ή κατευσόμεν σοφία όρθι ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγέλε.
أنت معيني لك أرتل يا إلهي لأنك أنت ناصري إلهي ورحمتي الليل يا اللهم ترافع علينا وارحمنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا مريم التلبشير بركاته علينا أمين. ثم أجابهم يسوع بأمثال قائلا يشبه ملكوت السماوات إنسانا ملكا صنع عرسا لابنه فأرسل عبيده ليدعوا المدعوين للعرس فلم يريدون أن يأتوا فأرسل أيضا عبيدا آخرين قائلا قولوا للمدعوين ها أنا ذا قد أعددت وليمتي وعجولي المعروفة قد ذبحت وكل شيء معد فتعالوا إلى العرس أما هم فتهانوا فذهب واحد إلى حقله وآخر إلى تجارته والباقون أمسكوا عبيده وأهانوهم وقتلوهم فلما سمع الملك غضب وأرسل جنوده وأهلك أولئك القتلة وأحرق مدينتهم بالنار حينئذ قال عبيد أما العرس فمعد وأما المدعوون فلم يكونوا مستحقين فاذهبوا إلى مفارق الطرق وكل من وجدتموها فادعوه إلى العرس فخرج أولئك العبيد إلى الطرق وجمعوا كل من وجدوه أشرار وصالحين فامتلأ العرس من المتكئين فلما دخل الملك لينظر إلى المتكئين ورأى هناك رجل ليس عليه ثياب العرس فقال له يا صاحب كيف دخلت إلى هنا وليس عليك ثياب العرس أما هو فسكت حينئذ قال الملك للخدام وأوثقوا يديه ورجليه وأطرحوه في الظلمة الخارجية هناك يكون البكاء وسرير الإنسان هنا بشتم في أنجليونيث
والمجد لله دائما
خين فران انت ترياس
ان اموسيوس
اذ يدنم مبشرين
بابنف ما اثوا
شرن ماريا
تيتشرون بي اثنسوا
يتاسمي سينا
ام ابنوتي بيلو
The exposition of the first hour of the eve of Wednesday of Holy Blessing, may his blessings be with us all. Amen.
The king who held the marriage feast and invited the guests to the banquet is God the Father. His Son is Jesus Christ, our Savior. The feast is the world to which he came and was incarnated from the Theotokos and was among the people as one of them. The servants he commissioned to carry his message are the prophets who preceded him preaching to the nations his imminent coming. The nations, however, neglected the matter and rejected their message. They went each one his own way, the one to his field, the other to his business, and the rest killed the messengers. The king became enraged, sent his troops, disciplined these killers, and burned their town. Who were those who were invited to the real banquet, which was for God the word? But the contrary, antipathic Jews, whose names were eliminated from the Book of Life. He, God the Father, sent others and commanded them to go in the streets and to invite everyone they find. When they did that, they invited many who were good and many who were bad, until they had a full house. The king came into inspect the guests. He saw someone who was not appropriately attired for the occasion. He asked him, "Friend, how did you get in without the proper dress?" The man was speechless and embarrassed, and the servants shoved him out to the outer darkness. "Who is this individual but Judas, who lost his heavenly garment and became dressed with domination, which seeped as water into his stomach because he denied his master's blessings and dared to betray him? He was thus entrenched from his master's glory, and his priesthood was given to another. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may serve us.
Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
Ve Christos ben sotie.
Avi av shebem kav.
Inach enefem kav.
In tef sotie emon.
Mar en ti o unav.
Tene chisi em beferon.
Ve averon aini men.
Tota bef
Ebuken emos bi profitis erebefes moes oab shubin iman amin evgoemos oin et ir embithmin ebi oin tepshois Eron noten evoi oin tepshois. Oin tetriasis oab benoti. Shainenim shainen tenieneti ruamis.
بسم الاب والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين. نبوات الساعة الثالثة من الاربعاء من ليلة الاربعاء من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا امين. من عاموس النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا امين.
ويل الذي يشتهون يوم الرب ما بغيتكم في يوم الرب فإن هذا اليوم ظلام لا نور كما إذا هرب إنسان من وجه أسد فصادفته لبوءة فيجيء إلى بيته يرفع يده على الحائط فتلدغه حية أليس يوم ظلام لا نور وضباب لا ضياء له لقد أبغضت أعيادكم ورزلتها ولست أشم رائحة في أيام أعيادكم العظيمة إني إذا قربتم لي محرقتكم وتقدمتكم لا أقبلها ولست أنظر إلى فدية شكركم ابعد عني صوت تسابيحك ومزمار أغنك لست أسمعه وليجري القضاء كالماء والعدل كالوادي الذي لا يعبر هل قربتم لي ذبائح وتقدمات في البرية 40 سنة يا بيت إسرائيل يقول الرب بل حملتم خيمة ملوخ وكوكب إلهكم رضان التماثيل التي صنعتموها لكم فأذبيكم إلى ما وراء دمشق قال الرب الإله الضابط الكل هو اسمه مجدا الثالوث القدوس
شو يستنين أنا للي أخي نفران مبيوتني مبشيري نمبد نبما يسواب ونوتي نوت أمين زو سابت ريكا أيكا قبل ماتي كانيكا أيكا السوسي ونستوني ونن أمين تصبحت الساعة الثالثة من الأربعة من البصحة المقدسة بركات علينا أمين اجعلنا مستقين نقول بشكر أبانا الذي في السماوات
يتقدس اسمك يأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي للغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير من المسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى الأبد أمين كريالي صون صوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبي زمو نمبي اماي شايني امين منو إل بن نوتي بن اورو صوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبي زمو نمبي اماي شايني امين بشوي سيسوس بخريسوس بسو تيرن اغاسوس صوك تاتي قوم نمبي او نمبي زمو My shine me
Kriya lai son tok tati gom nem bi on nem bizmon nem bi my shine me nem manu il ben noti ben oro tok tati gom nem bi o nem bizmon nem bi my shine me ba choisi sos beresto paso tiren a so tok tati go نم بی آونم بزمونم بی آمایشای نمیر
یه لیسون توک تتی گوم نم بی آونم بزمونم بی آمایشای نمیر منو ایف بن اورو توک تتی گوم نم بی آونم بزمونم بی آمایشای نمیر تشوی سیسوس بخریسوس بسو تيرن آغا توسوك تتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمو نمبي عما شاين امين
كريا ليسون توك تتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمو نمبي عما شاين امين منو يلبنو تي بن اورو توك تتي قوم نمبي او نمبزمو نمبي عما شاين امين بچو انسي سوز برسوس Peso tiren a to sok tetigo nem be o nem bezmo nem be a mai shai ne amin
yelai son tok tetigo nem be o nem bezmo nem be a mai shai ne amin bin noti ben oro tok tetigo nem be o nem bezmo nem be a mai shai ne amin be choi ti sos be Christo بسو تيرن آغا توس توك تتي قو نم بي او نم بزمو نم بي آمان شاين امين
كريا ليسون توك تتي قو نم بي او نم بزمو نم بي آمان شاين امين منو يلبن نوتي بن اورو توك تتي قو نم بي او نم بزمو نم بي آمان شاين امين بچو يسيسوس برسوس Peso tiren aha tos tok tati go nem bi o nem bezmo nem bi amai shayne amin
Kriya lai son tok tati go nem bi o nem bezmo nem bi amai shayne amin Emmanu il ben not ben oro tok tati go nem bi o nem bezmo nem bi amai shayne amin Beso aiti sos bechristos بسو تيرن آغا توس توك تتي قو نم بي او نم بزمو نم بي آماي شاين امين
كريا ليسون توك تتي قو نم بي او نم بزمو نم بي آماي شاين امين منو ير بن نوتي بن اورو توك تتي قو نم بي او نم بزمو نم بي آماي شاين امين بچو انسيسوس برستوس Peso tiren agato sok tati go nem bi o nem bezmo nem bi amai shayne amin
Kriya lai son sok tati go nem bi o nem bezmo nem bi amai shayne amin Emmanuel ben noti ben oro
سوك تاتي قوم نمبيون بزمون بيامان شايني من بشوي تيسوس بخريسوس بسو تيرن آغاتوس سوك تاتي قوم نمبيون بزمون بيامان شايني من
كريا ليسون سوك تاتي قوم نمبي O nembi esmo nembi hamahi sha'ini amin emmanu il benoti ben oro tok teti gom nembi o nembi esmo nembi Amahi sha'ini amin ba'choisi sos becheresos pasotiren agasos tok tetigom nembi o'u Nembi esmo nembi amai sha'ini amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. Emmanuel, our God and King, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my good Savior, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين إمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوى والمجد والبركة
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
تقدس اسمك يأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي للغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى أبد
صلم سودا Yeah.
Oh, Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Surely I say to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunkards, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint his portions with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
In Hebron and Tetrayer.
In Homoseo.
If you would name it, Shiri.
Nimbib Nimma Esoa.
Shiri Nimaria.
Yechirum be Esnesoa.
Yetas Misina. صرح الساعة الثالثة من ليلة الأربعاء من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا آمين.
تأملوا يا عبيد الإله إلى تحنن المسيح إلهنا كيف فادوا أصفياء الصانعين إرادته عبيدا حكماء وأمناء أعني الذين يحفظون وصاياه المتوقعين أجرا صالحا الساهرين المتيقظين لكي ينالوا الموعيد كما قال في الإنجيل إن ذلك العبد مغبوطا أعني الذي يأتي سيده بغتة فيجده يفعل هكذا أقول لكم إنه يقيمه وكيلا على جميع ماله فأما ذلك الذي يجده متغافلا فيطرد يوما بيوم فيجيء سيده في ساعة لا يعرفها فيشق من وسطه ويجعل نصيبه مع المرائين في الظلمة وموضع العذاب فلنتيقظ من غفلتنا وننتظر يوم الرب نفرح معه في دياره ونفوز بمراحمه ورأفاته المسيح مخلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بألامه يخلصنا فلنمجده ونرفع اسمه
لأنه صنع معنا رحمة عظيم رحمة
بخريستوس بن سوتير
أبي أخشي بمقار
إن أخني بمقار
إنت بسوتير
مار إنت أؤنا
إني تشيسي أم ببرا
زي أفرونا إني ما
قطب ابن اشتنا
Evil Chen Jeremias being prophetis Erepephes Moethoab Shopini Manaminev Go Emmos Naineni etav Go Emma U Enje Epshoisenteni Gom Evnoti Ente Pethra Il Jeis Hepe Anok Tina tako evolchen paima, embe emso enneten val evol. Ua o ente trias es o appenoti, shaene nem shaene, enteni enehtiro amin.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecy of the sixth hour, the eve of Wednesday, fully blessed, may his blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from Jeremiah the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen.
Thus says the Lord, in this manner I will destroy the insolence of Judah and that of Jerusalem. Behold before your eyes and in your days. I will bring to an end from this place the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. It shall come to pass that when you shall announce all these words to this people, and they say to you, why has the Lord pronounced all these evil against us? What is our wrongdoing? And what sin did we commit before the Lord our God? Then you shall say to them, because your fathers forsook me, says the Lord. For they went after foreign gods, and they served and worshipped them. They forsook me, and did not keep my law. But you acted in ways more evil than your fathers. For behold, each one of you walks after the evil pleasures of your hearts, and do not obey me. Therefore I will cast you out of this land, and into a land neither you nor your fathers know. And there you shall serve other gods who will show you no mercy. Glory be to the Holy Trinity, our God, forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
Of the eve of Wednesday, Holy Basimus, blessings be with us all, amen, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Say our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Nem bezmon em bia mai shaine amin em manu no ti penoro sok te ti gom nem bio nem bezmon em bia mai shaine amin bashoisi tos verestos baso tir na gaso sok te ti gom nem bio nem bezmon em bia mai shaine amin
kriyalai son sok te ti gom nem bio nem bezmon em bio mai shaine amin emmanu il banuti ben oro sok te ti gom nem bio nem bezmon em bio shaine amin vesho isi sos ve Christos vesu tir na gaso sok te ti gom Nem bihon, nem bismon, nem bi'amahi shai ne'ami.
Kiyalai son tok tetigom, nem bihon, nem bismon, nem bi'amahi shai ne'ami. Nem manu il pennuti pen'oro, tok tetigom, nem bihon, nem bismon, mahi shai ne'ami. Basho isi sos barisso, baso tir na'a sos tok tetigom. Nem bi'on, nem bezmon, nem bi'amai, shayne amin.
Kirye leison, sok tetigom, nem bi'on, nem bezmon, nem bi'amai, shayne amin. Emmanu il benoti benoro, sok tetigom, nem bi'on, nem bezmon, nem bi'amai, shayne amin. Besho isi, sos veristos, besu tirna gaso, Sok teti gom nem bio nem bizmon nem bia mai shai ne mi.
Kirya lai son sok teti gom nem bio nem bizmon nem bia shai ne mi. Nem manu il penoti penoro. Sok teti gom nem bio nem bizmon nem bia mai shai ne mi. Basho isi sos be Christos baso tir na. Nem bio, nem bezmo, nem biama, shayne amin.
Kirye leison, sok teti gom, nem bio, nem bezmo, nem biama, shayne amin. Emmanu il benoti benoro, sok teti gom, nem bio, nem bezmo, nem biama, shayne amin. Basho isi, sos ve Christos, basu tir na gaso, sok teti gom, Nem bio, nem bismo, nem bia mai shai ne amin.
Kirya lai son sok teti gom, nem bio, nem bismo, nem bia mai shai ne amin. Emmanu il penoti peno, sok teti gom, nem bio, nem bismo, nem bia shai ne amin. Basho isi sos veristos. Baso tir na gaso sok teti gom nem bio nem bezmo nem biama shayne amin.
Kirye leison sok teti gom nem bio nem bezmo nem biama shayne amin. Emmanu il benoti benoro sok teti gom nem bio Nem bismo nem biama shayne amin. Basho isi sos ve Christos Basu tir na gaso sok teti gom nem bio nem bismo nem bia mai shai ne mi
kya lai son sok teti gom nem bio nem bismo nem bi mai shai ne mi nem mai ten no sok teti gom
نمبئون بزمون بياما شاينيا من بشويسي سوز بخريستوس بسو تيرنا غسوس سوك تتيقو نمبئون بزمون بياماي شاينيا من
كريا ليسون سوك تتيقو نمبئون O'nem bismonem bi amai shaine aminem menoi benodi benoro sokte diegom nem bi O'nem bismonem bi Amahi shaini amin bashoisi sos bekhe so tirena aga sos tetigo nembi o nembis mo nembi Amahi shaine Amin.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amin. Emmanuel.
لك الأخوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين عمانوئيل إلينا لك الأخوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة
والعزة إلى الأبد آمين.
Our Father who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Yeah.
مستمع صلاتي
صلي إلو يا
ولي أصع
per tu kataxios inimestis akroasios to agio evangelio kirion keton theonimon ikatevsomen sofeia orthia kosomen to agio evangelie
Evangelio. Allahumma taraf alayna min mazamir ma'alimna Dawud al-Nabi barakatu ala jaman amin Ya Rabbi istama salati wal yas'ad amamuka suraki في اليوم الذي يدعو فيه استجيب لي سريعا الليلويا اللهم ترأف علينا وارحمنا واسمعنا واجعلنا مستحقين لسماع إنجيلك المقدس فصل من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري متى البشير بركاته على جمعنا أمين حينئذ يشبه ملكوت السماوات 10 عذارى أخذنا مصابيحهن وخرجا للقاء العريس وكان 5 منهم جاهلات و5 حكيمات أما الجاهلات فأخذنا مصابيحهن ولم يأخذنا معهم زيتا وأما الحكيمات فأخذا زيتا في أنانيتهن مع مصابيحهن فلما أبطأ العريس نعسنا كلهن ونمنا ففي نصف الليل صار صوتا هو ذا العريس قد أقبل فقمنا آخرين للقائه حينئذ قامت أولئك العذارى وزينا مصابيحهن فقالت الجاهلات للحكيمات أعطنا من زيتكن فإن مصابيحنا تنطفئ فأجابت الحكيمات وقلنا لعل لا يكفينا وإياكم فاذهبنا بالأحرى إلى الباعة وابتعنا لكنا فلما ذهبنا ليبتعنا جاء العريس ودخلنا معه المستعدات إلى العرس وأغلق الباب وأخيرا جاء بقية العذارى وأيضا قالت ربنا ربنا افتح لنا أما هو فأجاب وقال الحق أقول لكنا إني لا أعرفكنا فاسهروا إذن لأنكم لا تعرفون اليوم ولا الساعة اسجدوا للإنجيل المقدس
والمجد لله دائما
En evran en tetreyes
En omoseyos
En yodnem evşiri
Nembem nevma etova
Şerine mareya
Yeçerom bi etneso
Etas misinan
Emevnoti bilo
Exposition of the sixth hour of the Eve of Wednesday, Holy Blasphemous Blessings be with us all, Amen.
Behold, these virtues and parables that our Lord of Glory, Jesus, the source of every grace and good, has told us. He who granted mankind to partake in His kingdom, listen, think, and understand, and know His blessed parables. For the sake of the prudent virgins who were mentioned in the Bible, and were likened to His kingdom full of joy and exaltation. 10 virgins, 5 foolish and 5 wise, said the Lord. As He tells us, there was no distinction between them as virgins. But they differed in their deeds. Thus he praised and blessed the wise 5, because they were earnest and prudent. They filled their lanterns with oil and kept the surplus in their containers. As for the foolish virgins, they were lackadaisical and did not prepare their lanterns. When they all woke up at the given time to proceed with the procession ahead of the bridegroom, their lanterns became useless at the wedding time and were unable to accompany the bridegroom. Those who were prepared accompanied him to the wedding, and the somnolent one stayed outside. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering that through His passion He may save us.
Glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done us mercy according to his great mercy.
De Christus ben sotir.
Avi av shebemka.
Inach enefemka.
Intev sotir emmo.
Marentio unav.
Tenechisi embefara.
Te averonai nimen.
Kata befneshtena.
Evol genos ye prophetis ere befesmos o apso biniman amin evgoemos moino o epsois o petechnativ no o moi no o en hanoiti na chirinem han emnoti efcho o O Ao ante trieses o abnoti, shayne nem shayne tiru amin.
بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين. نبوة الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الاربعاء من البصرة المقدسة بركاته علينا امين. من هوشع النبي بركته المقدسة تكون معنا امين.
اعطيهم يا رب وماذا تعطيهم؟ اعطيهم اباء بلا بنين واسداء يابسة لان جميع شرورهم في الجلجال لأن في ذلك المكان أبغضتهم من أجل سوء أعمالهم. سأطردهم من بيتي ولا أعود أحبهم لأن جميع رؤسائهم متمردون. حزن إفرايم الذي أصله قد جف ولا يعود أن يأتي بثمرة، وإن ولدوا فإني أقتل شهوات بطنهم. يرفضهم الله لأنهم لم يسمعوا له فيكونون تائهين في الأمم. إن إسرائيل قرمة حسنة الأغصان وثمرتها شهية، وعلى حسب قصر الثمر ثمره كثر المذابح، وعلى حسب خصب أرضه بنى الأنصاب. قد قسوا قلوبهم والآن سيهلكون، هو يحطم مذابحهم ويخرب أنصابهم. مجدا للثالوث القدوس إلهنا إلى الأبد وإلى أبد الأبد كلها آمين.
شوي السنان أنا للي آخر نفران مفيوت نمي بشيري نمي بنب ما يسواب ونوتين ووت أمين زو سابت ريكي كجبن ماتي كني كي كسوسي ونستوني أولن أمين. تسبحت الساعة التاسعة من ليلة الأربعاء من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين. اجعلنا مستقيم نقول بشكر يا أبانا الذي في السماوات.
ليتقدس اسمك، ليأتي ملكوتك، لتكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك الأرض. خبزنا الذي للغد أعطينا اليوم، واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن والمسؤولين، ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير، بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لنا لك الملك والقوة والمجد للأبد أمين. يا ليسون توكتاتيغوم نمبيو نمبسون نمبيا مايفا نامين مانويل بنوتي بنورو توكتاتيغوم نمبسون نمبيا مايفا نامين بسويسي صوت بخرسوس بسوتي رناغاتوس توكتاتيغوم نمبيو
Nem bi onem bismonem bi amai shayni emin Emmanuel bin Noti bin Oro tok tetigom nembi on embesmon embi aman shayni emin beshoisi Isos bechristos pesotirin agasos tok tetigom nembi on embesmon embi aman
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembe on embezmon embe amai shayne amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok tetigom nembe on embezmon embe amai shayne amin bechoisi sos beresos bezotiren agatos tok tetigom Nambi on embezmo nambi amai shayne amin
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nambi on embezmo nambi amai shayne amin Emmanuel bin Noti bin Oro tok tetigom nambi on embezmo nambi amai shayne amin beshoisi Isos bechristos Vesotirin agasos tok tetigom nembi on embesmo nembi amai shayne amin
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembi on embesmo nembi amai shayne amin Emmanuel ben Noti ben Oro tok tetigom nembi on embesmo nembi amai shayne Neamin bachoisi sos bechristos Pesotiren ahatos tok tetigo Nembi o nembezmo nembi amahisha Neamin
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom Nembi o nembezmo nembi amahisha Neamin Emmanuel bin Noti bin Oro Tok tetigom nembi on embesmo nembi amai shayne amin beshoisi Isos bechristos vesotirin agasos tok tetigom nembi on embesmo nembi amai shayne amin
Kyrie eleison tok tetigom nembi Nempi esmo nempi amahi shaene amin emmanu il ben Noti ben Oro tok teti kom nempi o nempi esmo nempi Amahi shaini amin bashoisi sos becheresos besotiren agathos tok teti kom nembi o nembi Be amahi shaene amin.
Thine the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever amin. Glory, the blessing,
the majesty forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. إمانوئيل إلهنا وملكنا لك القوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد. آمين. يا ربي يسوع المسيح مخلص الصالح لك القوة والمجد والبركة.
يا أبانا الذي في السماوات
يتقدس اسمك ليأتي ملكوتك تكن مشيئتك كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض خبزنا الذي للغد أعطينا اليوم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كما نغفر نحن أيضا المذنبين إلينا ولا تدخلنا في تجربة لكن نجينا من الشرير بالمسيح يسوع ربنا لأن لك الملك والقوة والمجد إلى أبد آمين.
صلم وسودا آمين. Nohe menta Amen.
Sevol Chen Rofen Omo الصديقين وتقولون
لو كنا في أيام أبائنا لما كنا شاركناهم في دم الأنبياء. فأنتم تشهدون إذن على أنفسكم أنكم بنو قتلة الأنبياء. فكملوا أنتم مكاييل أباءكم أيها الحيات أولاد الأفاعي. كيف تهربون من دينونة جهنم؟ من أجل ذلك ها أنا أرسل إليكم أنبياء وحكماء وكتباء، فمنهم من تقتلون وتصلبون، ومنهم من تجلدون في مجامعكم وتطردونهم من مدينة إلى مدينة، لكي يأتي عليكم كل دم بار سفك على الأرض، من دم هابيل الصديق إلى دم زكريا بن براشيا الذي قتلتموه بين الهيكل والمذبح. الحق وأقول لكم إن هذه كلها ستأتي على هذا الجيل. أشتم بإفانجيليون إثوى.
والمجد لله دائما
في نظران تترية
إن أموسيو
إذ يتنم بشيري
نمدب نظم إثوى
شيرني ماريا
تيتشرم بإثنسو
تيتصمي سينا
ام افنوتي بلوغو.
طرح الساعة 9 من ليلة الأربعاء من البصرة المقدسة بركته علينا أمين.
He admonishes them in an unmistakable way for carrying on the same questionable traditions of their predecessors and even surpassed them. Their predecessors slew the prophets and the saints. Their successors built the tombs of those prophets. They were snakes born of serpents. They will not escape their deeds. They will be charged with the blood of these saints, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, whom they slew between the sanctuary and the altar. All these preceding tribulations will fall on these on this generation, because they all had conspired to kill the Son of God. That is why God scattered them all over the earth. Their enemies dominated them, their heritage was given to others, and their dwellings became desolate. Christ our Savior has come and has borne suffering, that through his passion he may save us.
Let us glorify him and exalt his name, for he has done mercy according to his great mercy.
تريس سو بنوتي
Shainim shainim tibiyene tiruamin.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. The prophecy of the 11th hour of the eve of Wednesday, holy blessing, may his blessings be with us all, amen. A reading from the wisdom of Solomon the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all, amen.
من حكمة سليمان النبي بركاته المقدسة تكون معنا أمين إن الحكمة تتحرك في كل متحرك فهي تبلغ وتأتي على الكل من أجل طهارتها فإنها لهب قوة الله وفيض من المجد المقدس الذي لضابط الكل فلذلك لا يقدر أن يقربها شيء دنس لأنها ضياء النور الأزلي ومرآة اعمال الله النقية وصورته الصالحة تقدر على كل شيء وهي واحدة وتجدد كل شيء وهي ثابتة في ذاتها وفي كل جيل تحل في النفوس الطاهرة وتجعلها شركاء الله وتصيرهم انبياء لان الله لا يحب احد الا من يسكن الحكمة لانها ابهى من الشمس واسمى من كل مركز النجوم وإذ قيست بالنور تقدمت عليه لأن النور يعقبه الليل وأما الحكمة فلا يقوى عليها الظلام مجدا للتالوت القدوس إلى هنا إلى الأبد وإلى أبد الأبد كل آمين
شويسنينان الليلي آخر نفران من فيوت مبشيرين ببنف مع ثواب ونوتي نوتا ميزوك سبتري كيوكا قيبن ماتيكنين كاين كيسوسيسون آمين The doxology, 11th hour of the eve of Wednesday, Holy Basimus, blessings be with us all, amen, our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Shine him in Beshoisi, Sos Versus,
Besutirna gaso soktetigo nembiho nembismo nembiama ishaile kirya laison soktetigo nembiho nembismo nembiama isha nemin manoin benoti benoro soktetigo nembiho nembismo nembiama isha nemin besoisisos bechristos Besotirna gasos soktetigo nembio nembesmo nembiama ishai neami
Kyrie eleison soktetigo nembio nembesmo nembiama ishai Benoti benoro soktetigo nembio nembesmo nembiama Shaini min beshoisi sos behristos besutir nagaso soktetigo nembio nembismo nembiama hishaini min
kirye leison soktetigo nembio nembismo nembiama isha nemin menoin benoti benoro soktetigo nembio nembismo nembiama My shine in Beshoisisos Bechristos Besotir Nagasos Soktetigo Nimbio Nimbismo Nimbia My shine in
Kyrie eleison Soktetigo Nimbio Nimbismo Nimbia Amahi Shaine Amine Mano Il Benoti Benoro Sokteti Gom Nimbi O Nimbi Smo Nimbi Amahi Shaine Amin Beshoisisos Bechristos Besotirna Agasos Soktedi Gom Nimbi O Nimbi Smo Nimbi Amahi Shaine Amen.
Thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen. Emmanuel, our God and King. Power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever, amen. My Lord Jesus Christ, my God, Savior, thine is the power, the glory, the blessing, the majesty, forever. Amen.
لك القوة والمجد والبركة إلى الأبد آمين إيمانوئيل إلينا لك الأخوة والمجد والبركة والعزة إلى الأبد آمين يا ربي يسوع المسيح
مخلص صالح لك الأخوة والمجد والبركة
Our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
المستودع أبينا إني Oh.
Oh. Yeah. anagnosis evol ken bi evangelion eso katoi anenageio
doxasi kere
shall pass away, alleluia. Oh God, have mercy and compassion upon us, and make us ready to hear the Holy Gospel, a reading according to St. John. May his blessings be with us, amen. And the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went from the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they sought Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple. What do you think, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a command that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it that they might seize him, bow down before the Holy Gospel.
Glory be to God forever.
And ever on and
تصعد جموع كثيرة من الكور إلى أورشليم ليتطهروا، فلما صعدوا كالعادة لم ينظروا يسوع يصعد، فقالوا لبعضهم وهم في الهيكل: ألعله حقا لا يأتي إلى العيد؟ وكان المنافقون يفتكرون أفكارا مملوءة من الخبث والرياء، لأن رؤساء الكهنة والفريسيين والشيوخ كانوا قد أوصوا أنه إن علم أحد أين هو فليدلهم عليه ليمسكوه. يا لهذا الجهل وهذه البلادة وعدم المعرفة التي لهؤلاء الأنجاس، فإنهم وضعوا فخا لصاحب القوة الشديدة الكلية القدرة، لأنهم مخالفون فسيربطهم هو بسلاسل ويسوقهم إلى الجحيم وموضع العذاب. المسيح خلصنا جاء وتألم عنا لكي بآلامه يخلصنا،
فنمجد ونرفع اسمه لأنه صنع معنا رحمة كعظيم رحمته.
بخريستوس بي
Amen.
My beloved, on Tuesday of this holy Bascha week, this is marks the final day of the Lord's publicly teaching in the temple. This will be the final time He speaks publicly, and then He will begin His road to Golgotha. And this is why in the 11th hour of this morning, we added the part, My Good Savior, because we prayed the Psalm of Bekathronos, which means Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. So the church begins now looking to the throne of Christ on the cross, beginning from this evening. When you read through the readings of Tuesday, the eve of Tuesday and the day of Tuesday, you'll find there is a series of divides, For example, in the first hour, you hear the divide between the narrow path and the broad path. And the Master says there are some who are standing inside and some who are standing outside. And in the third hour, you find in the prophecy of Malachi, where it says, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. So you see there's this divide. Then in the ninth hour, you'll find the Christ rebukes the Pharisees, because they cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside it's filled with corruption. So again, He compares the outside to the inside. There's a divide that's going on. And today, and this morning, in the first hour, we see what the Lord says. He says, where I go, He tells the Pharisees, where I go, you cannot come. You are from beneath, and I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not of this world. So He speaks, okay, I'm not of this world, but you're of this world. So you find this divide. And of course, in the ninth hour, too, we read the story of the flood. This is very clear. There's a divide with people inside the ark and those who didn't make it into the ark. And then the final, I think, and the great divide was in the 11th hour, where Christ says in the coming judgment, the final judgment, He will separate the sheep from the goat. Right? So we have this again, this great divide. And this great divide is the day of the second coming or the day that I meet the Lord. Right, so any one of us, when we depart, this is our great divide. This is it. There's no more chance for repentance or to gain any virtue or anything. So I'll speak briefly this evening about this great divide. And again, when I'm speaking, yes, it's meant as a warning. That's how Christ intended it. But also, maybe it can be more of a mirror, right, for me to assess myself. We'll speak about 3 points: the deceptions of this great divide. Number 2 is the realities of this great divide, and number 3, how can I prepare for this great divide? The first deception of this divide is that it's not real, or we have plenty of time. Again, if you look at the story of the flood, this is very clear. It says that Noah built the ark in 100 years, right? So all this time while he was building the ark, and the people are saying, what are you doing? And he tells them, and they laugh at him. And they never really believed him. Even to the point when he finished the ark and he started gathering all the animals and his family into the ark, they didn't believe it. There's no way that this flood can happen. So this was their mentality. And this is what the Lord says. Look in Matthew 24, He says, as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. This is speaking about when He comes again. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving into marriage, until the day of Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. It says that these people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage. Is there something wrong? There's nothing wrong with what they were doing, per se, right? And they weren't doing anything particularly wicked, as, you know, the Lord is saying here. The problem was they didn't believe the warning. They didn't believe what Noah was saying, that there is coming a time where it'll be too late. And of course, we know the rest of the story, it was too late. Perhaps maybe we have the same kind of mentality. Perhaps we have a beloved sin in our life where I tell myself, you know, I'm still young, I get many years ahead of me. Let me enjoy this sin now, and I'll repent of it later. There'll become a time, maybe when I get married, or maybe when I get a little older, then I'll stop this sin, no problem. But now I'm going to enjoy it while I am still young. Maybe I can't enjoy it when I'm older. Or maybe we fall into a similar thing when we say, okay, let's focus on certain things now. Let's focus on my career now. Let me focus on my education now. And I'll leave the spiritual life until maybe I get older and I have a little bit more time. I need to make money to establish myself and my family and so on. So we tell ourselves these things and we push the spiritual life to the background. And we tell ourselves that God is very patient, He's very merciful, He's not going anywhere, so He's got plenty of time to wait for me. The challenge, though, is that in Noah's generation was they didn't deny God, but they denied the urgency. They didn't see that this was urgent. And again, I said the great divide is either when Christ will come or we will go to Him. No one is guaranteed tomorrow, right? So whether it's He comes or I go, there has to be a sense of urgency that we live by. How often maybe we hear a sermon or we hear maybe somebody encourage us to go and repent and offer up confession and we say, okay, later, I'll schedule it later, and then we forget to even schedule it and we never go. Again, we postpone these things thinking that we have time. It's just like a person who goes to the doctor, and when he goes to the doctor says to him, you have a pretty serious condition and because of this condition, you need to change your diet. And he says, okay, and he doesn't really feel, you know, terribly bad, but the doctor's telling that it's serious. So he goes home, and on the way home, he goes, picks up a pizza, right, and then gets some ice cream, and he said, oh, I don't feel that bad. Maybe when I start feeling bad, then I'll take this diet thing seriously. Then 2 years passed by, and what he passed as no big deal now becomes a crisis, right, where he's hospitalized or she's hospitalized, whether he's got a heart condition or some other, you know, condition. This idea of postponing because I don't feel anything now is again one of the deceptions of this great divide. The second deception is that God is too loving to judge us. He's too loving to condemn anyone, you know, to hell or to cast out anybody. He will never truly condemn someone. St. John Chrysostom, let me read to you what he says about this. This comes in his homily number 28. He says, many of those men who are somewhat inclined to heap up sin upon sin and abusing the mercy of God to indulge the excessive negligence utter such words as these: there is no hell, there is no judgment, God forgives all our sins. To silence them, a certain wise man said, say not the mercy of the Lord is great, He will have mercy on the multitude of my sins. For mercy and wrath quickly come from Him, and His wrath looketh upon sinners. And again, according to His mercy is, so is His correction in abundance. So he says, just as God is quick to mercy, there will come a time where He will also be quick to judge. And another part of this homily, he speaks about the two advents. He speaks about the advent of Christ coming the first time from the Virgin Mary. His first time He came on earth was to save the world. He didn't come to judge the world, but to save the world. The second advent He comes, when He comes again from the clouds, is not one of salvation. It's now one of judgment, right? So it's very different. The first one is to save, and the second is to judge. We need to keep this reality before our eyes. Then he says, beware when the devil, not God, promises you divine mercy that he may induce you to commit sin. So beware not to be deceived of God's mercy, and we take this for granted, and we give ourselves the excuse to continue to sin. The third deception is the preservation is faithfulness, or not doing evil or bad is something that's just faith. That's how we measure faithfulness. If you remember the story of the talents, the five talents, the two talents, and the one talent, the unfaithful servants, they didn't steal from the master, right? They didn't steal. They didn't waste it. They didn't spend the one talent. But all they did was keep it perfectly safe. And you might think, what's the big deal? They kept it safe. What he gave to them, he gave it back. He lost nothing, right? We might think of it as no big deal. He got what was his again. But how does Christ describe it? He described it as being wicked. He says, wicked and lazy servant. So he said, he in Christ's words, he said, the one who doesn't use the talent that is given to him is considered as being wicked. This is a strong word. It's not like just being bad, but it's wicked, wickedness. Many of us, my beloved, we don't live like an outrageously sinful life. We live a spiritually safe life, and you know, we're very faithful. We don't lose our faith or anything like that. But on the same time, we don't take risks. All we do is preserve our faith. We don't really do anything with it. We just keep it. Maybe we don't give, we don't invest, or we don't maybe take any kind of risk. But those, on the other hand, where the Lord complimented and said, well done, he said what? Good and what? Faithful servants, right? Faithful servants. These are the ones who not only took from the master, but they gave him in return double what he gave them, right? So they invested what was given to them for the kingdom, for the king, for Christ. This is why St. Peter teaches us, as each one has received the gift, minister to one another as good stewards in the manifold grace of God. So what are the realities of this divide? We spoke about the deceptions. What are the realities? The first reality is the door will close suddenly. And we see this very clearly when the Lord said in Luke 21, he says, for it will come as a snare on those who dwell on the face of the whole world. When he says here to come as a snare, you know a snare is like a trap, right? If you're ever trying to catch like a mouse or something like this in your home, you set up these traps, right? What if you can somehow communicate to the whatever animal you're capturing that there's a trap here, right? And it understood that there's a trap. It won't go for the trap, right? The whole purpose of the trap is that you take the animal by surprise. You lure it in by some food, and then it snaps, and all of a sudden the animal's caught, and you got rid of it, right? So he's saying the same thing. He says, for it will come as a snare, something that's sudden, unexpected. And the moment before and the moment after is separated, the time before and the time after is separated by a moment, right? In one second, the mouse or whatever is going free, and just at the snap of the trap, it's caught and it's done, right? Just like that, very quickly. And this is what the Lord says the second coming will be like. It'll be like a trap that comes very quickly. And he gives the same image in the 10 virgins, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish virgins. He says that it will come upon them quickly. And in this one, in Matthew 25, verse 10, he says, and while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. So the difference was that the wise virgins had oil ready, right? The foolish virgins, again, they didn't have the oil, but they went to go buy, right? So they went to go buy. So as they were going to buy and coming back, the bridegroom had already come, and then the door was shut. Did they show forth effort? They show forth effort, right? Because they went to go buy. But what happened was that the real effort at the wrong time wasn't good enough. Right, so they tried to show effort, but then it was too late, right, for them, and the door was already shut. Again, we'll look what St. John Chrysostom says regarding this intentional concealment of the second coming. He says, those who care about their house and do not want their possessions stolen take measures against the thief. They watch, they are prepared for the thief. So it is with you. You do not know when he will come, but you know assuredly that he will come. If you do not continue to watch, you will not be ready on that day. You will be unprepared. Destruction will come in your sleep. If the person had known when the thief was coming, he would have been prepared. So be like the one who is prepared at all times, so you will escape free. The best defense is preparation. If you think about like maybe why, how we secure our homes, right? We put maybe cameras, we put an alarm system, all of this what? Is in preparation, God forbid, if something happened, right? So the better the preparation, maybe the better deterrent from something bad happening. The same thing is saying here, preparing for the second coming, we need to prepare from now, right? We can't delay it, but the better preparation from now, then I will, when I face this judgment, I can escape free. The second reality is the criterion for the second coming, who will make it and who won't, is what we will become, not what we know. So what we will become, not what we know up here. Again, in Matthew 25 from this morning, he speaks about the works of the righteous and the unrighteous. He says, then the righteous will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Notice here he's saying the righteous. So these are the ones whom he already commended, right? And they too were confused. When did we see you naked or hungry and we didn't clothe you? What did he respond and said? When you did it to the least of my brethren, you did it to me. So this means what? This means that these righteous who were doing these deeds were not doing it to evade the judgment. They were doing it because they wanted to live the godly and righteous life in Christ. This is what they wanted to do. And then they happened to do these things because this is the way that they wanted to do. It's very different, my beloved, when we do these things because we want to live a righteous life versus I just want to do enough to evade judgment and the condemnation of hell. Sometimes we look at the judgment as being some kind of exam, right? And if I can just do enough to pass the exam, then I'll get in. And maybe we might think nowadays, maybe we can chat GPT our way into heaven. It's not going to happen, right? It's not going to happen. This has to be authentic. Nothing can help you. No AI can help you. So the test is not what we know or understand, but what we do, who we become, who we become. And if you look at this, this is something that happens quietly day by day. The choices that we make day by day. Do you remember the story of the Good Samaritan, where the priest walked by, the man who was beaten, right? And then the Levite passed by, and then the Samaritan passed by. Did anybody tell the Samaritan in the story, you know what, this is your moment. If you do it, you're going to pass the exam. No. He passed him, and just out of the goodness of his heart, he took care of him, put oil on his wounds, took him on his animal, and took him into the inn and paid for everything. He did this because he was a good person. He was a kind person, right? He was a good Samaritan. The same thing, we look at the woman who gave the two mites, right? Did somebody go in her ear and say, you know what, Christ is looking at you. If you give out of your need, you're going to be commended in the Bible for all ages. And she gave? No. This is just who she was. And then Christ commended her because she gave out of her poverty. Reality number three is the divide is already forming now. The great divide is a future event, but it reveals more of who we are to become. In the prophecy from the eve of Tuesday, last night, from Hosea, it says, their heart is divided, now they are held guilty. So the preparation for this day of judgment begins today, and it begins in the heart. When the heart is divided, then the divide becomes greater, right? Then I'll be more subject to this great divide between the sheep and the goat. The last day will simply make visible what was already invisible in one's heart. So again, each day we make the small choices to be the sheep or the goat or the wise or foolish virgins. And by the way, the Lord doesn't give a third option. It's either we're investing or we are burying, we are investing our talent or we're squandering it, right? There's no other option. It's either we're building or we're destroying. There's no third option. So how is it that we prepare for this great divide? Number one, he told us to watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and stand before the Son of God. So he tells us to watch, to be prepared. Be prepared before you sleep, right? And the church fathers, they teach us that every day we should be going to sleep as if we will not wake up the next day, or we won't wake up from our sleep. If we think this way, then if we have, you know, maybe hurt someone, we would reconcile them quickly. We would make sure we say our prayers before we sleep. We would ask God for forgiveness every night. You know, we'd do different things if we thought that this was really our last day. So we need to watch. And the watchfulness here, again, is just a preparation beforehand. Prepare beforehand. Number two is to strive to enter the narrow gate. So to strive here, again, it's in Greek, it's more of an athletic word that means compete or to fight for, right? So something we must exert effort for, right? So staying up late, you know, attending all the Beskha prayers, praying your Gbeya prayers during the regular days, even when you're tired, coming to church early, all of these things are things we do. Yes, maybe we exert some effort, but again, all of these are things we do to invest in heaven. So we must strive. Number three is to fill our vessels. Build what we cannot borrow. Build what we can't borrow. The oil, remember, was not transferable among the virgins. The wise couldn't give it to those who were foolish. So we can't share. We have to build for ourselves, right? We have to fill our own vessels. How do we fill them? Again, there's the spiritual activities. There's the acts of charity. All of these things build in this vessel. And the fathers teach us that there will come a day, and we have all these, you know, in the morning prayers and the afternoon prayers, we pray with matanyas, right? We prostrate. All of these, with every prostration, is oil that we're putting into our lamp. We don't know when the day will come when we may not be able to prostrate and to bow before Him. And we want to, and our heart will want to, but our body won't be able to. But when at this time comes, we can look to the Lord and say, accept my prostration, as in the time I was able to make prostration to you, but I'm not able to now in my body. Use this holy week to fill our vessels. Lastly, is to invest your talent. Invest it. Whether it's the talent of time, the talent of resources, or the talent of service, or maybe a relationship we have with somebody who is not really close to God. All of these are talents. You were given to them to invest and to multiply, not to simply give it back to God as He gave it to you. We must multiply them and give them back to the Lord. So invest your talents. The gate is narrow, and we must trade with to be able to fill our vessels. This great divide will come, whether when He comes, the second coming, or when we go to Him. Let us be ready for this great divide, so we may hear the words of the Lord saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord." To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. We ask and entreat you, O Lord God, the Father, the Pantocrator, the only begotten Son, who created and ordered all things, and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, the Holy Trinity, before whom every knee bows in heaven and on earth. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. For the heavenly peace and unity of all churches and the world, monasteries, and for those dwelling in and caring for all the holy places, O God, have compassion on your creation and deliver from all evil. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you who by your power planned the life of man before his creation and created all that exists by your wisdom, and adorn the heavens with stars, and the earth with plants, trees, and vineyards, and the valleys with meadows and flowers, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants, who place themselves in your hands, and say, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us, and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O great and holy God, who created man in his image and likeness, and gave him a living and reasoning soul, have mercy, O Lord, on your creation which you have made. Show us compassion and sound down upon us your mercy from the height of your holiness and your prepared dwelling. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you who saved your servant Noah the righteous and delivered him from the flood with his sons and their wives and also the clean and unclean animals, For the sake of the earth's renewal, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O maker and provider of all, deliver your people from the flood of the sea of this passing world, and protect them and all animals from harm, and provide for the needs of the birds, for you give to all birds, animals, and ravens their sustenance. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Kyrie eleison.
O you who received as a guest by your servant Abraham the prophet and ate at his table and blessed his seed, O our King, accept now the supplications of your servants and priests who place themselves in your hands of compassion on the world, and save your people from every hardship, abide in them and accompany them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
We ask you, O Lord, to guard us from all evil, to have compassion on your creation and all your people, for the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. O sustainer of all flesh, the help of the helpless and the hope of the hopeless, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Kyrie eleison.
O you who look to the humble with watchful eyes of protection, who saved Joseph from his master's wife, set him as a ruler over Egypt, and spared him in the days of hardship, so that his brothers and father Jacob came and knelt before him and took from him wheat for the sustenance of their children and animals. We also bow down our heads and kneel before you, O our Creator and Provider, and we thank you for everything, concerning everything and in everything. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God, Logos of the Father, who works in the Law, the Prophets, and the Old Testament, and fulfills them, save your people from every hardship, manner their lives according to your good will, and spare them from famines and calamities. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you who supported the people of Israel 40 years in the desert of Sinai, though they had no houses or storehouses, O my Lord, keep you now your people and bless their houses and storehouses with your heavenly blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the prayer of Elijah the Tishbite when the sigh rained and the earth produced vegetation, and blessed the bearer of oil, wheat, and the vessel of oil in the widow's house, accept the prayers of your people through the intercessions of your holy saints and prophets. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O God, have compassion on the world with kind and merciful eyes. Bless their crop, their storehouses, and the little they may have. Raise the waters of the river according to their measure. Grant moderation to the winds. Bless the Nile of Egypt this year and every year. Give joy to the face of the earth and to us men. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O you who accepted the repentance of the Ninevites when they fasted together and received the confession of the right-hand thief upon the cross, make us also worthy of pleasing you and receiving your compassion, crying out and saying, remember us, O Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and receive from your servants their repentance, their confession, their fasting, and their offerings which are offered upon your holy altar as an acceptable incense. We have mercy upon them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you, the mighty provider, chastiser, healer, and physician of our souls and bodies, who tested his servant Job and healed him of all his calamities, and recompensed him for his losses with more than what he had, have mercy on your people and save them all from their calamities, tribulations, trials, and hardship. Upholder of those who trust in you, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, Logos of the Father, who sanctified his pure disciples, washed their feet and made them leaders of the believers and a light for the faith, who by them satisfied hungry souls and taught them to pray, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O worker of wonders and miracles who fed the thousands with five loaves, raise the dead. Bless the wedding of Cana of Galilee, O Lord. Bless now the bread, oil, plants, beehives, trading products, and all works of your servants. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, save your people and surround them on every side by the sign of your life-giving cross. Raise the state of Christians in all the world and fill the hearts of their rulers with kindness towards us. Soften their hearts towards our poor and needy brethren and keep them from every evil. Keep them from every evil thing far from them. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O you who entrusted us with your holy covenant, your body and blood, present with us every day upon the altar through the descending of your Holy Spirit on the bread and wine, and commanded us, saying this too in remembrance of me, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ, our God, have mercy on your people and the successor of your apostles. Bless the fruit of the earth and give gladness to the heart of man through the abundance of fruit and blessings. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. O begotten of the Father, who was incarnate of the Blessed Virgin, St. Mary, in the fullness of time, who said to his saint disciples, go and make disciples of all the nations, and baptize them, teaching them all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Be also with your people, cry out to you, saying, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us, and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O forgiver of sins and giver of all things, forgive the sins of your people, purify them from every blemish, and cleanse them from every deceit, and keep them from bearing false witness and from envy and slander, and uproot from their hearts every evil thought, murmurings, from pride. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. You are the rampart of our salvation. O Mother of God, the invincible fortress, bring to naught the counsels of the adversaries, turn their mournings of your servants into joy. Defend our cities, fight for the Orthodox kings and leaders, and intercede for the peace of the world and churches. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of mercy and compassion, Lord of all comfort, do not be angry with us, nor rebuke us for our wicked deeds, nor for our many sins. Do not be wrathful with us, nor let your wrath endure forever. Hear us, O God of Jacob, look on us, O God, our helper, spare the world from death, scarcity, plagues, devastation, the swords of the enemies, earthquakes, horror, and all fearsome events. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. For the sake of our protection under your high and mighty hand, O God, we ask you to keep for us the life of our honored father and patriarch, Pope Abba Tuadros II, and as part of the apostolic liturgy, our father, the metropolitan Abba Yusuf, and confirm them on their thrones for many years in quiet and peaceful times. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O Christ our God, we ask of your graciousness and your great mercy to keep for us the life of our fathers, the metropolitans, bishops, and all the leaders of the flock. Confirm the sheep of your flock. Grant protection to the priests, purity to the deacons, strength to the elders, understanding to the young, chastity to the virgins, asceticism to the monks, purity to the married, and protection for women. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us. Again, we ask for the safe return of the lost and the traveler, support the widows and orphans, abundance for the poor and those who are in debt, pay their debts and forgive them, and those who are in prisons and distress, give them release. Heal the sick and repose the departed. We ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Lord, have mercy.
O God of our holy fathers, do not forsake those whom you have created with your holy hands. Who manifested your love for mankind, O merciful one, accept from your mother an intercession on our behalf, and save, O Savior, humble people, do not leave us to the end, nor forsake us forever. For the sake of your holy name, do not break your covenant, nor take away from us your mercy. For the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Jacob, your saint, we ask you, O Lord, to hear us and have mercy on us.
Kyrie eleison. Hymnoti
nainan teshonai eron arionai nimen chentek met oron.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
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 Evoron tetirini moinan entekirinis mninan entekirini kanenovi.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Gore volen negajen tezi ekleseia, risofteros enneskem shaene.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Emmanuel ben noti chenten miti tino chenbo ente befiot.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Entefes moeron teren, enteftovo ennen hid, enteftalishon nishon, entenen efsiginem nensoma.
Kyrie eleison, Son, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Ben hoştem moko bechristos, nem bekyoten agasos, nem bebnev masoeb, seavashkak, soti emon amin, alleluia, dokta batri, kaiyoke, Agiom nevmatiken inkei kesosion asoneon na mintenoche volingo emmosio benchois isus ve Christos vieta valve bestavros ke chom chem psatanas sabestitnen shalav sotiem monuo nainan kirie leison kirie leison kirie vlogeson amin smoeroi
May Jesus Christ, our true God, who through his own goodwill accepted sufferings and crucified on the cross for our sakes, bless us with all the spiritual blessings and support us and complete for us the holy best and bring forth upon us the joy of his holy resurrection for many years and peaceful times. So the never-ending intercessions of the holy Theotokos, St. Mary, and of all the choirs of the angels and archangels, and through the prayers of the patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, righteous, holy ones, cross-bearers, ascetics, confessors, and anchorites, and through the blessing of this holy bus of our good Savior. May the holy blessings, their benediction, their power, their gift, their love, and their help be with us all forever. Amen. Be Christus ben noti.
Amen.
Amen. O Lord, make us worthy to pray our Father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
in Christ Jesus our Lord. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And now, love of God, the Father, the grace, and the begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, give fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all. Go in peace. Peace, the Lord, be with you all. Amen.
And also with your spirit.